All right. And I think we will just go back to sharing our PowerPoint. So I want to welcome you all once again. And fortunate if you're able to unmute and you want to give any words to the participants as we start out this morning, please go ahead. I was excited to see how many folks had signed in early this morning. Looks like we're off to a, for me, it's early morning, but for you, it's early afternoon. So we're off to a great start. I understand that many of you have been quarantined and affected by the virus. I understand that some of you may have tested positive. So our thoughts are with all you all this morning as we struggle as a world to deal with this pandemic. And let's go ahead and jump in and get started. So our purpose today is to show how QI can be utilized in our routine work lives. We have a special guest for that, and we're going to provide it a guided approach to QI initiative for AIM-3. That's the viral load coverage. So our agenda today, we'll be doing some introductions. We'll start out with that, then we'll have our special surprise guest. We'll be presenting how to apply QI tools to an everyday work opportunity. Then we will hear from our LARC PMT leadership, and then we'll start talking about working on AIM-3. Of course, our ground rules are all the same. And then our expected outcomes is that we'll have more presentations as we go along from each of you as you are finding opportunities to use QI in your everyday work opportunity. And this slide was from 2 weeks ago, so we need to move our dates forward a little bit, but there are some deliverables that we'll have working toward AIM-3. So with that, let's get started. So introductions. Again, based on our learning from you all, you asked that people might have an opportunity to introduce themselves. And so we are going to do that today. So here's our SOP. So we're going to introduce ourselves by an ordered list. An SOP, right, is a standard operating procedure. So the reasoning is we want to provide a greater sense of community and engagement in the webinar. We want people to be able to introduce themselves early on, and then they'll hopefully feel more comfortable speaking up later on. So we sent out, Fortunate sent out this ordered list, and then we're going to ask you to go ahead and open up your video at the beginning of the call. You don't, if you're unable to keep it on all the time, we understand. But we're going to ask you to open up your video. There's some instructions here about how to do this. So you're going to unmute and introduce yourselves. And then after you introduce yourself, you can remute. Questions? Okay, so that's our SOP, our standard operating procedure. So at this moment, everyone should have their camera on and be ready to unmute and introduce themselves at the appropriate time. So here we go. The first on our list is BRIDH.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, Liberty.
How are you?
I'm well. Can you tell us who you have there at BRIDH today?
So I'm with Dixon. Sorry, I'm with Dignity Mathia. Then Monica is at home and she will be logging in as well.
Okay, so there's two of you there. And we'll hear from, you said Monica? Okay, excellent. So the second, so from anyone else from BRIDH, please open your mic and introduce yourself.
Okay, but Dignity, I think I'll be participating as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Dignity. Okay, very good. Anyone else from another site? Anyone else who's not in BRDH but from that site? Let's put it that way. If you're also from that site, open your mic quickly and say hello. If you're logging in from home. All right, moving on.
Hi, Barbara. It's Sister Ngoni. From Bare Polyclinic, how are you?
I'm well. I appreciate you signing in. If you'll wait just a moment, I'm going to go down my ordered list and I will call you, but it's great to hear from you. So next I have Budariro, and I understand that you all might, clinic might have been closed, but anyone from that site signing in? Budariro? I'm going to count to three, and then I'll move on to the next one on my list. Budariro, last call. Okay. Chichinguiza. Anyone signing in from Chichinguiza? Okay. Epworth. Anyone signing in from Epworth today? Open your mic, tell me who's there, or if you don't have to be in the physical clinic. If you work there, you're welcome to open your mic and sign in at this time. Anyone from Epworth? Okay, hearing no one from Epworth, I'm moving on to the next one on my list, and I hope you all have this list because it was sent out before. Hatcliffe, anyone from Hatcliffe? Again, you don't have to be in the site. If you work there, just open your mic and tell us who you are. Hatcliffe.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Gertrude. Hatcliffe, coach.
Gertrude, wonderful to hear you and see you this morning. And then do you have anyone there with you, or are there other people at other sites? Oh, someone is waving.
There. Yeah, somewhere different. I'm sure Olivia is there. She can introduce herself.
Olivia, go for it.
Hello, hi everyone. My name is Olivia, Hatcliffe Polyclinic. I'm working from home. I'm hoping others will join soon.
Okay, thank you so much. So I've had two sign in from Hatcliffe. Anyone else from Hatcliffe? You're welcome to open your mic.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Florence Rumija from Hatcliffe.
Wonderful. Florence, good morning, good afternoon. Good to hear from you. Anyone else from Hatcliffe? Okay, we'll move on to Hopley. Very soon. Couldn't you get the Sacramento? How about Hopley? Anybody calling from Hopley? Even if you're working at home, if you work at the Hopley Clinic, please open your mic and say hello. Okay, hearing no one from Hopley, Quadzana is next on my list. Quadzana. Anyone from Quadzana?
Barbara, I just saw somebody signing into chat from Epworth. Have you called Epworth?
Yes, I did. But if that was the number four on our ordered list. But Epworth, if you can go ahead and open your mic, anyone from Epworth, we'll move back to you.
Anderson,
you want to open up your mic and say hello? Okay. All right. So we said Kwadzana. Last call for Kwadzana. Anyone from Kwadzana? Okay. The next one on my list is Mbari. Now, I know I've already had someone from Mbari. So wonderful. Thank you for signing in. Anyone else from Mbari Polyclinic?
Hello, Barbara.
Hello.
Hello, everyone. My name is Karen.
Karen. And you're from Mbari?
Mbari Poly.
Excellent. So we had two people call in, sign in from there. Wonderful. Thank you so much. It's good to hear from you all. I know we visited there the very first time we were in Zimbabwe. NMRL, do we have anyone signing in from NMRL today or anyone who works there, maybe working elsewhere remotely? Do I have Lucia, Nora, anyone from NMRL?
Hi, this is Lucia. Hello, everyone. Yeah.
Hi, Lucia. Good to see you.
Barbara. Hi, Katie. Hi, team. Hi, everyone. Hey, Sandra, long time.
Hi, Lucia. How are you?
I'm good. Sandra and I are not working together for a long time. I'm working from home for a while. I should be ready to go back to NMRL this coming week.
Okay, very good.
Whether the NMRL is there yet, I can't see them.
Thank you, Lucia. Anyone else from NMRL?
Hi, Barbara, it's Sandra. I'm working from home.
Sandra, great to have you. Thanks so much for signing in this morning.
It's a pleasure.
Okay.
Hi, y'all.
Who is that? Katie.
Oh, this is Rutenko. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, so this is Rutenko. I'm in IT, but I went to support lab. And I have Sha with me. Okay, let me just start my video so that maybe you can also see.
That would be great. So we know what you look like.
Yeah, I'm the most handsome.
Now, which organization are you from?
I'm NMRL. In IT. I'm from the NMRL.
Oh, okay. More folks signing in from NMRL. You guys may get an award today.
And who is with you, Rutenko?
Hi, I'm Zana Zanakireni from NMRL.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Good to see you and hear you this morning. Or I keep saying this morning because it's morning for me, but afternoon for you. Okay, excellent. Overspill. Anyone from Overspill, even if you're working remotely, please open up your mic and say hello. Okay, moving on. Next on my list is Perry. Anyone from the Perry Clinic? Okay. Moving on. Next on my list is PSI Lab. Now I've already, but Samuel, go ahead and open up your video and tell everyone hello this afternoon.
I mean, whatever, same answer. Same as Pandit.
Right. Hi, Barbara.
Hello.
Hi, Katie.
Who do we have there with you?
It's Samuel.
Good afternoon, Samuel.
Hey, this is yes, good afternoon.
And you had two other people with you, Samuel?
Yes, I had two other people, but there's more of us today.
Oh, that's well, wonderful. tell me who's there.
Okay, so there's Samuel, there's Life, there's Patrick. Both are data entry clerks.
Excellent.
Then we have Wimbai and Thomas, they are lab scientists.
Okay, one of you has a signing name is 1WJDQYBGFMR. Could you please change that? To your name.
Okay, let me just assist to change the name.
Okay, great. Thank
Wonderful
you.
To hear you all.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Chiedza. I'm with PSI and I'm working from home.
Chiedza.
Hi, Chiedza.
Good to hear from you and see you again. okay, excellent. How about Seke North? Anyone from Seke North today?
Hello, we are Seke North Clinic. Every moment, there are four of us. How are you today?
We are very well. And we visited your clinic when we were there, so wonderful to have you all sign in today.
Great, thank you for having us.
And tell me the names of the other folks who are there.
I am Cephas Chisaka, data entry clerk. I also have with me Masimba Mude, nurse. I also have with me Miriam Mukucha, primary counselor. And I also have with me Leon Chivayo, nurse.
Excellent. Thank you so much. We are welcoming everyone today. St. Mary's. Do we have anyone from St. Mary's signing in today? Okay, hearing no one, we'll move on to Zengeza. Anyone signing in from Zengeza? Okay, and then we have our organizations and implementing partners signing in. Anyone from the MOH today? I know I've seen Jafet. Jafet, can you say hello?
Morning to you guys. Afternoon to all the participants. I'm Jafet with MOACC AIDS and TB Unit. Thank you.
Thank you, Jafet. Do we have Dr. Cabo on? Okay. How about the CDC? Anyone from CDC signing in today?
CDC US or CDC Zimbabwe?
Well, either.
Hello. It's Chiedza here. I haven't joined the meetings in a while, but I managed to attend today. Chiedza Marisa from CDC.
Wonderful. Welcome, Chiedza Marisa.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
I'm Tendaying Zimtech. Mentor for Kwazana Poly. Hi, everyone.
And which clinic did you coach, Tendai?
Kwazana Poly Clinic.
Kwazana. Okay, all right. So anyone else from Kwazana? I didn't get anyone answering when I called earlier.
I'm sure Teresa Makombe is trying to log in.
Okay. Okay, very good. USAID, Dr. Eje, anyone signing in from USAID? Okay, how about BRTI? I know we have some folks from BRTI today. Open your mics and say hello.
Hi, everyone. Fortunate here.
Hi, Fortunate. Great to see you.
Hello, everyone. It's Dr. Junior Mutangwa. It's quite exciting that we've managed to meet today. Thank you so much, Katie and Barbara. And thank you so much, the team, for making yourselves available for today. I know it was difficult, but we've managed to get through this hurdle. And look forward to a fruitful meeting. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Dr. Junior. We appreciate those encouraging words. Dr. Agnes here today? Or Levi? Okay, FHI 360, anyone from FHI 360? Okay, Ofid, anyone here from Ofid today? And we've heard from Chiedza from PSI. Saj, anyone here from Saj?
Hello, Barbara. Hello, everyone. It's Tinashe here from Zaj. Pleased to meet with you.
Tinashe, thank you for joining in. And I've heard from Zemtech. Anyone else from Zemtech here today?
Yes. Hello, Barbara.
Hello.
Good afternoon, everyone. Yes, this is Nicholas from Zemtech. I am the coach for Parenya Tua Hospital. I'm sure the PARI team will join us during the course of the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else from Zemtech?
Hello, everyone. It's Gertrude from Zemtech and Cliff Coach.
Hi, Gertrude. Wonderful to see you this afternoon.
Okay.
Anyone else from Zemtech? I'm hoping Ramana's here. Because she has part of the presentation today. Is Ramana here? If someone would be so kind as to check in with Ramana, maybe to see if she will be here because she's next on the program. Okay, and then Zvendiri. Anyone from the Zvendiri organization?
Yeah, Ann Selberg is on.
Ann, you want to say hello?
Hello, how are you?
Very well. Thanks for joining today. Wonderful to have you.
Nice to be here.
Welcome.
Okay. Well, excellent. So we've had an opportunity to do some introductions.
Before you begin, Barbara, can I just quickly call on Sylvia Mendeza from Mubari Polyclinic? You are the person I have been looking for. Could you please change your name in Zoom? Because right now, your ID there is 1WJDQYBGFMR. So if you can go to click on participant, find your name, and then rename yourself so that when we look at the screen, we know who you are. Okay. Sylvia Mendeza, thank you.
All right, perfect. Is there anyone we missed? If we missed you, please open up your mic and say hello, and we'll add you to the list. Okay. So this is in response. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, my name is Adam Omar.
And Adam, what organization or facility are you with?
But in Bulawayo.
I'm sorry, where in Bulawayo?
PSI Zimbabwe, but the Bulawayo branch.
Oh, excellent. Thank you so much. We will add you to our list. Anyone else that we perhaps missed? Anyone from the South that may be joining in?
Hello, Barbara and Kate. It's Phyllis from Barrio Poly. I've just joined. Long time. How are you?
Phyllis, wonderful to have you. Thank you for joining in. Appreciate you saying
hello. Thank you.
Okay, anyone else that we missed? We want to include everyone because we had a request to get these introductions going. So anyone else?
Hello.
Go ahead.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Yes, it's your guy from Zengeza Clinic. Hello.
From which clinic?
Hello, Barbara.
Hello.
Zengeza.
A Zengeza clinic?
Yes, Zengeza.
Okay. Thank you so much for signing in today and saying hello. We appreciate it. And was there someone else who was trying to say hello?
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, I'm Tafazo Shapira. I'm a laboratory mentor under BRTI at St. Luke's.
St. Luke's, BRTI. Excellent. Okay.
Barbara, Lucia just talked with Romana, and she is far in the bush in Mashonaland Central and has no net to join the meeting today. She says she had communicated with Fortunate in advance.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I didn't receive that communication. So we will defer her presentation until another time.
Sorry, Barbara. I think Romana intended to communicate with me, but she forgot. She didn't say anything. I'm only hearing this for the first time because I was also trying to get a hold of you on the phone right now.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Well, we'll defer that part till another time and we'll look forward to that. Okay. So we're going to close out the introductions now. And this was based on a request that we received to include introductions in the LARC webinars. So I said, why not make it a PDSA? It's a great opportunity to make it a PDSA. So then a light bulb came on. Why not make it a PDSA? And there's a tool for that in your workbook. Who remembers your workbook? Has it been so long that we forgot our workbook? So in the workbook on page 12, there is a wonderful tool called Worksheet for Testing Change. And it's a great place to keep track of how your PDSA is going. So let me show you how I did this for mine. So our overarching goal, we wanted to provide a greater sense of community and engagement in the webinar space. If you all are taking your time to be here, we want you to feel involved and have it to be, everyone feels like they're included and has a voice. So that was our overarching goal. So what you may not remember is that I tried before, probably about 2 months back now, to have introductions, and it didn't go so well. I got about 27% of people signing in when I went through the list before. And so my aim would be to improve webinar site introductions. I didn't count the organizations, but the site introductions from 27% to 80% by 5 August, which is when we originally scheduled this webinar. So here is the test of change that I chose to do. I chose to send out an ordered list. And I have my copy here, and I hope you all received a copy ahead of time. So I wrote wanted to do an SOP by ordered list. And of course, we were going to do it 2 weeks ago when we weren't able to have our webinar. So when you make a plan, I find this tool very helpful to list the tasks that need to be done, that need to be completed. So I needed to write the SOP. Then I needed to make the ordered list. Then I needed to, notify the participants. So I had to engage Fortunate to do that. And then we were going to implement. Of course, we were going to implement a couple of weeks ago. And it was going to be done all in the virtual world. So prediction of what would happen. I predicted that 80% of the teams or sites would be able to unmute and introduce themselves on August 5, or actually today. And here's the measure, right? The number of sites who introduce themselves is the number of sites who introduce divided by all the sites on my list. And I had 15 sites on my list. So I carried out the test. Let's see what results I got. Previously, I only had 27% of the sites actually sign in. So my prediction was that by using this ordered list and creating an SOP, I would be able to improve that percentage from 27% to 80%. So let's see what I have here. So I kept a checklist of who signed in. 1, 2, 3, four, five, six, seven, eight. So 8 out of 15 signed in. Now, I'm not a math whiz, but I'm pretty sure that's about half. So we didn't quite reach 80%. So I ran the test. I didn't quite reach 80%. So now I have a polling question for you. And I'm going to ask you, how satisfied were you with the new introduction process used in the webinar today? So I'd like you to go ahead and vote about your satisfaction with the process today, because someone suggested that we try it. So go ahead and vote. I've got 20% of people who have voted now. It's moving up. 37% have voted. So how satisfied are you with the new introduction process? So 74% of people have voted. We're at 77%. All right. Okay, so we're at 80% and we've been polling for a minute. So I'll end the poll and I'll share with you the results. So 18% of you were somewhat satisfied. 36% of you were satisfied and 46% were very satisfied. Okay. So between the satisfied and the very satisfied, we've got 36% and we've got 46%. Okay. All right, so that's the poll. And I also said, wow, what if I could also measure the satisfaction? So I may have added another prediction. I predicted that greater than 75% of participants would either be satisfied or very satisfied. So I had 36% plus 46%. So that will make the 75%. So I actually was able to do a couple of predictions about what might happen when this test of change was carried out. So I was correct with predicting that 75% of the participants would either be satisfied or very satisfied, but I was incorrect with that 80% of the teams or sites would be able to unmute and introduce themselves, because I only have about half of the sites.
But Barbara, there's a variable here that is that whether all sites are present.
Yes, exactly. Some of the sites may not have been present, but then they can't introduce themselves. So if they're not here, they can't introduce themselves. So we're assuming that everyone has the same chance of being present. But that may not be true. But I hope this just gives you a little quick demonstration of how you can use a PDSA. So I've tried one PDSA and I only got to about 50%. What next PDSA might I try? So just type into the chat box options that you think I might be able to try for my next PDSA. How could we make this work even better? So I studied, I compared the results I got to the results that actually occurred. Now what am I going to do next? I didn't reach my goal, so I'm going to have to do another PDSA. What might I try next time? to make this work better. How might I get more sites to sign in? What are your suggestions? Katie, can you see the chat box? Is there any suggestions coming in?
Not yet.
Okay. So again, I hope this gives you an idea about how you can quickly do a PDSA. You can evaluate it. We evaluate it two ways based on the number of people who signed in. And we also decided, well, maybe we could look at the satisfaction.
Oh, Barbara, I saw a chat, something in the chat earlier when someone tried to unmute the mic to introduce themselves. That person said I was having challenge with the mic. So maybe some training on how to check your audio setting.
Okay. All right.
And then I also saw Sandra typed, coaches to support and encourage cadres to sign in.
Wow. Okay. And so we need to measure how many coaches actually reached out to their site to know how that one worked. But that's a great suggestion.
Craig said, provide sufficient data bundles to facility teams.
Okay. Now, I think that has been done, but if there's an issue,
reach out to Fortunate
if there's an issue with that.
Olivia said, maybe on the next PDSA, try to send the SOP a day before for practice.
Okay. Now, my understanding was that the SOP was sent by Fortunate prior to our last webinar. The idea was that you would have had 2 weeks to look at it. But well, if you did
I
not
think receive, maybe the point is that was way too early.
Yeah, noted. I did send it for the last meeting. Maybe I should have sent it again as a reminder. This time I didn't. My apologies for that.
Oh, no worries. You know, it was very suddenly canceled at the last minute. And so a bit of a challenge to reschedule and know how to do things. So, okay. Well, again, thank you for participating. Thank you for your suggestions of PDSAs that we could try. And we'll look forward to trying it again next time and trying some of these additional interventions. So excellent with that. Okay, so this was going to be Ramana, but
Barbara, sorry, before you move on, someone else typed in. Should I read out?
Yes, that'd be good.
Okay, from Thomas, coaches to give debrief after webinar to their constituency to ensure that all members are involved or updated, even if they fail to connect. And then BRIDHL said that give participants certs. I assume that means certificates.
Certificates. Well, that I think maybe that might be, we might have to think about that one. But
then Second North typed, we would appreciate an agenda for the meeting from the coaches next time before the webinar.
Okay. All right. And again, I think because the agenda was sent prior to the previous webinar, but I think because it was canceled for 2 weeks that, you know, they may have, that communication may have gotten lost. But we did send the agenda before the last meeting.
So I think perhaps that what we need to do going forward is that we will always set up the meetings far in advance, so you have that on your calendar. But then maybe the day before, a day or two before the actual call, we actually need to send out a reminder and with together with like the agenda or some simple things, you know. But if there's something that you need to really work, like you need to work on your presentation or something, that would be sent out way in advance so you have time to respond and work on. Over.
That sounds good. So thank you. We'll keep track of those ideas. I thought the coach's debrief was a great thought as well, because it's much harder when we're all virtually to be able to get the feedback. That's also why we send out the poll to see how things went. But I think the coaches to debrief and work with their sites, I think would also be a great idea. All right, and we also may want to look at a different indicator for this PDSA. We might want to look at time. How much time does it take? Because we've taken, I know we've had a bit more in there talking about PDSA, but it's taken over 30 minutes. So that might be another indicator that we might look at to see how we could shorten the time as we do our introductions. Okay, so we'll look forward to Ramana next time. I was so excited because I said we'd love to hear from some of your coaches how they're using QI in their routine daily life. So we will look forward to that next time. And we actually do have a webinar next week. So just pre-planning ahead. I don't know if you've received an Outlook invitation, if it's on your calendar, but be prepared next week. Okay, moving on very quickly, since we have just less than an hour left. Wanted to share with you another key point that I think has been very helpful and something that's happened in the background that you may not be aware of. But we're talking about how to make data visible. And I thought I'd share with you a real life example from the LARC presentation. So this is the raw data as it comes from the IHI overall organization sends out this raw data as to who's completed which classes. Remember, we had a goal that everyone would complete at least the 7 mandatory classes. So here is the raw data. So as you can see, the raw data lists a person's name, it lists their job title, and it goes course by course, what they've completed. So as you can imagine, we have 7 mandatory courses. You do have to do a lot of filtering work in the background to get this data to actually show you who's completed 7 mandatory classes. So in the background, Fortunate and her team had done a lot of background work and started analyzing the data. And so they analyzed the data according to sites. So again, you have to know who's completed the 7 courses one by one, and then you have to figure out who's at which site. So a lot of work went into this, analyzing this data and determining which sites had completed their courses. And then they had added some comments in about how many people had completed numbers of courses and everything. So this, they began to start analyzing the data after they'd filtered it. The next phase, though, is called making data visible. And going from here, going from the raw data to the data analysis is a lot of hard work in the background. Going from here to here really helps us see, right? So we know which sites, and this is from a few weeks back. I'm sure that there's probably been some updating, but this now we're able to see the data and it's much more impactful. It's much easier to see. I can look at my site and say, whoa, I have a 0%, or I can look at my site and say, whoa, I have a 60%. So I just thought this was a great example to share with you of how we can move the data from raw data to analyze data, and then to make it visible data, to make it powerful, to make it impactful, and to help us move forward and change where we are, to help us feel motivated to reach our goal. Any other comments on that, Katie?
No.
Okay. And this one is just a different background. Okay. Javed, is Dr. Cabo here, or will he be able to join us today?
Barbara Jr. Got a message from Dr. Cabo. He is still at the Permanent Secretary MOH update. So is Sarah, also at the PS meeting. Junior, is Dr. Cabo still trying to join this meeting, or he's completely out?
Hello, I think his intention is to join, but unfortunately, I don't think he knows when it's going to end.
Okay.
So I'll keep on chatting with him to see whether he's in a position to join us. But at the moment, he's not in control of what's going to happen in terms of when it's going to end.
Sure. Dafit, maybe would you be able to share a little bit about what we are planning on going forward?
Jafet, you are muted.
Oh, sorry, was the question directed to me? Oh, I thought you said referring to Dr. Mutsako. Sorry for that. You can come again.
No, I just wondered if you, this was just an opportunity to kind of share with the teams what we were going to do going forward. And so I wondered if you were able to step in for Dr. Cabo at this point, or should we? This was just in, you know, giving the teams an idea about where we're headed going forward.
Okay. Thank you, Katie and Barbara. So I understand when we started, we are focusing on aim number one, which is documentation of viral load results in green books. And the labs were also working on a different aim. When we met, when we convened in February for our second learning session, we shifted our gears to aim number two, where we were focusing more on missed appointment for clients with viral load, as well as management of clients with high viral load. So now we have one aim, which is still outstanding, which we also want to take on board and also work as facility teams to ensure that we work on the viral load coverage. But having said that, we are not going to abandon the other aims that we are working on, since we have not achieved the target from the data that I've received so far. Just a few of the facilities have reached 90% in terms of documentation of viral load. In terms of missed appointment, I think we are really struggling. So we'll continue with the other aims until we reach the target. But we cannot wait up until we have reached the target for the two indicators for us to introduce the last indicator. I'm sure you're all aware that time is no longer on our side. So we have to, introduce the last aim, which is management of, it is to improve viral load coverage for clients on ARRT. So I think Katie and Barbara will walk us through the plan that we discussed in terms of how best can we implement this, considering the things that we are facing, COVID, working virtually, and so forth. So we came up with a plan, which Katie and Barbara will introduce to you guys. I also work on the metric, and then you know, come up with a resolution as the way forward to ensure that at least we have something in terms of viral load coverage, and also update the change packet, which we will use when scaling up as a country. Maybe in short, that's all I can say for now. I'll hand over to Katie and Barbara. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jafet, for stepping in. We really appreciate that. And is everyone ready to go forward with aim number three? So aim number three is to improve the viral load coverage. And the outcome we're really looking forward here is to a completed quality improvement project. And if you remember our page that we've used in our presentations thus far, in our project summary, we asked those three questions from the IHI's model for improvement. We said, what are we trying to accomplish? We said, how will we know if a change is an improvement? And that, of course, is by measuring. And then what change can we make that will result in an improvement? So our overarching goal is to improve viral load coverage. And I'm sure many of you know that that is a deficit in Zimbabwe right now, and something that many, many organizations are coming together to achieve. So our aim statement is to increase proportion of eligible patients with a viral load test completed from whatever the baseline is to, and once we get a baseline, we'll be able to set a target by 15 November. Now, today we're right in the middle of August. So as you can see, there is very little time left to do this. But the metric itself would be the number of viral load results recorded in the patient record divided by the number of patients eligible for a viral load test. You see, we'll work on some definitions of those as we go forward. And then the interventions we will develop as we move forward, and we'll share them. Remember our DMAIC. Don't forget. I think this would be a great time for you to kind of get out those workbooks again. The workbooks have all the tools in them, and a great opportunity to sort of jumpstart again our quality improvement work. Now, these dates I put in here, the dates need to be updated because we had a bit of a delay in getting started. But in general, we'll start out with the define, the measure, the analyze. And then as we move forward, we will we'll get the define, measure, and analyze done and completed. And those will be deliverables before we start looking to the improve. And then the control will be something that we will want to demonstrate as we move toward the end of November. So remember this one. In the define phase, we're going to come up with a problem statement and an aim statement. And we already have an aim statement. In the measure phase, we want to get that baseline measure, incorporate that into our aim statement. And then in the analyze phase, we're looking to understand the root cause. We want to be able, we don't jump into improving, although we're tempted to, right? But we don't jump into it. We really walk step by step, and then we improve. And then control means we're able to show that we can sustain that improvement over time. So again, the dates will need to be updated here and pushed forward a little bit. But what we are aiming to do is to talk about some topics, and then those topics would be the deliverables in the next learning sessions. And you can see we'll work through phase by phase as we go through the time between now and November. So let's talk about defining. And I'm sorry, did someone have a comment? Okay. So Albert Einstein, the famous scientist, said, if I had an hour to solve a problem, I'd spend 55 minutes thinking about the problem and 5 minutes thinking about the solutions. So just to remind you, we really need to understand our problem, think about our problem, think about what the cause of our problem is, and then attack that in a very focused manner so we can really reach an outcome, which is improving the viral load coverage. So process mapping, you all have already done your process mapping. We did that way back last year. But we had sent out a table and some of you have sent it back. What is happening post-COVID? How are things different once you initiate a client on ART? What kind of follow-up appointments are you making? Are you making the 1 month and the 3 month and the 6 month? So we'd really like to understand how that process is different now with COVID. I understand you may be giving longer prescription drugs. So they may be coming back to the clinic at different timeframes than they were doing before. So we'd really appreciate, and we're trying to keep it short and sweet and not make it too onerous, but we'd really like to understand what is being done different now. How do you let the person know when their appointments are? How are they being followed up? So we really can't attack the problem until we understand your current situation. So we've asked, and again, some coaches have sent them back, but we really like a little more detail in that, even the ones we've gotten back, really to kind of understand what is going on at the clinic right now and be truthful, be honest about what's happening and how it's, if something is missing, please point that out. So in our quality improvement project outline, we always start with the problem statement. And the problem statement this quality improvement outline is in your workbook on page 14. And we are going to jump to a poll now. So get ready. I've got a poll for you. For the problem statement, true or false? 15 words is a tool used to create a problem statement. Just jump right in and vote. We'll give you a little bit, almost a minute here to go ahead and get your answers in. All right, 51% of you have voted. Okay, looks like, so we've had a minute, so we'll end the poll. 70% of you have voted. And let's see what the results say. All right. So 80% of you have said true, and 6% of you have said false. And the trues have it. It is definitely a true statement. 15 words is a tool used to create a problem statement. Again, this would be a great time to pull back out to your workbook and remind yourself on this quality improvement project outline, the problem statement in 15 words or less. And what I would suggest that you do, and if you have to do this virtually, That's fine too. But everyone can just type in their what they think the problem is. State the problem clearly. You don't have to use numbers. That can be for the aim statement. But just clearly state the problem. And 15 words or less, you all can add, you know, everyone can type their statement. Then you all can work together. And you could do it by WhatsApp or whatever and come up with a problem statement for your team. 15 words or less. When everyone's got their problem statements together, you can work on them, refine them, take bits from each one and make one problem statement. 15 words or less is because you need to just be able to be very succinct and clear about what your problem is. So grab your workbook, get together with your team at when the coach debriefs today. Maybe that'd be a great time to start on coming up with your problem statement. This is a problem statement specifically about viral load. So what is the problem that you're working on?
You mean viral load coverage, aim three?
Yes, I'm sorry. Thank you for clarifying. All right. And then the voice of the customer. There's also in your workbook, just a reminder, the workbook is there when faculty or coaches aren't around. You can refer to the workbook. But specifically related to that problem, what does your customer say? And again, you don't have to send out a big survey. You could just get a small focus group and ask. But we'd like to understand. So the problem is, obviously, there's not adequate viral load coverage. So why is that? So try to get an understanding. So that's defined. So you're going to do two things. You're going to come up with your problem statement, and you're going to try to talk with your customer about why. Then we're going to measure. So this is viral load results recorded in patient record divided by the number of patients eligible for viral load test. So I'm going to turn the time back over to Jafet talking about how this data will be collected. So this is one of the data capture logs that we came up with, and then a way to calculate your metrics. So Jafet, if you can talk a little bit about the data collection and then how, and I think probably the best way will be is to talk about it today and then work with the teams and the coaches to begin on this data collection. So Jafet, I'll turn the time over to you now. Thank you.
Thank you, Barbara. Can you go to the previous slide? Okay, thank you. So yes, we are moving on with our intended, measurement piece in terms of aim number three, which is to improve viral load coverage. So for our numerator, we are looking at a number of viral load results recorded in patient record. So I just wanted to be clear to everyone that we are not only focusing on the samples that have been collected, but we want to ensure that the results are documented in the green book. So even if we have the results lying in a drawer or in a shelf at our facility, as long as they haven't been recorded in the green book, we do not count those results as part of our numerator. I think there was also a talk in terms of the eligibility criteria. Yes, we are looking at active clients on ART, those that are reporting at our facilities. We also include the transfer in, those that have transferred to our facility. We also include them as part of the denominator. But on the exclusion criteria, we have to take out the diseased, those that stopped treatment, transfer out, lost to follow up. And let's remember the new WHO definition for lost to follow up, that we have restricted the time from 90 days to 28 days. So the definition for lost to follow up, we are now using the new guidance from WHO. So I'm sure it's now clear in terms of the eligibility. And let me also remind you that we are looking at clients that have been at for at least 6 months. Those are the clients that are eligible for this indicator, for this metric, viral load coverage. We can move on to the next slide. So in terms of data collection, we felt that it would be easier for you and for everyone else if we could find a way to get data in terms of the baseline data for this indicator. We felt that time is no longer on our side. So if you ask facilities to go to the facilities and capture or collect data on the baseline, it might take us forever in terms of the implementation of this indicator. So what we did, we spoke to our implementing partners to assist us with data which is readily available. So Dr. Cabo sent an email to Ofit and ITEC to assist us with that data, which we'll then use as baseline. But let me also remind everyone on the call that it is the data from our facilities. We are not importing data from, you know, anywhere else, but it is data that was extracted from our registers, and it gives us an appreciation in terms of where we are in terms of our baseline performance. So I just thought it was important for us to understand that we are not going to collect baseline data, but we'll use data that is from other sources, but coming from our own registers. So in terms of metric, we have broken it down into three parts as a way of measuring it. I'm sure you appreciate that we are saying that we are going to include clients that are eligible. So for this one, so that we do not burden the facility teams, we focus on the 6 month viral load, and we are not going to sample clients or to just take a sample, but we are going to take all the clients in that cohort that are eligible for 6 months viral load. I'm sure you understand with attrition rates, the ones that we started, that were initiated in a certain month, we will not have the same number, but just a few who be part of those that are eligible. So I think it will be manageable, and we have been, you know, collecting this data for the whole population before, and I strongly believe that we will be able to manage to collect the data. So the first part of the metric, we want to measure to see whether a patient receive an intervention. So there are different interventions that facilities can put in place to try and ensure that clients have a sample collected, and it also to have the results recorded in the green book. So the different interventions that you would try out, that's where you record as metric number one. But it is the same indicator that we have broken down into three segments, so that it's easier to ensure that we reach the final goal, to ensure all the results, all the clients
all the samples are collected and the results are documented in the green book. So for the second metric, is that a process indicator? We just want to make sure that clients have been bled. For those that were eligible, say they were 20, how many of the clients had a sample collected from the 20? Then the last one, which is metric number two, we are now looking at, was the patient's VL result documented in the green book? So it is the same client that we are referring to, client number one. Was there an intervention put in place for that client to ensure that a sample is collected, the results are documented, and so forth and so forth? Then metric number two, was the sample collected for that particular client? Then the last one, it is the documentation of the result. So you sum up the totals are right at the bottom. So from your a specific cohort, you will be saying, okay, how many were eligible? That becomes a denominator. Then the numerator for metric number one, the total number of the yes that responded with a yes for metric number one. For metric number two, if a sample was collected or a client was bled, you also count the number of yes. And the last one, in terms of viral load results documented, you are also counting the number of yes. So let me emphasize that it is the same indicator that we have broken it down so that when we reach to metric number three, we want to ensure that all the activities or all the processes that are involved to ensure that we achieve metric number three are put in place so that we achieve our goal. That's why we have broken it down. Note that we have many metrics, but it is the same metric that we have broken down. Then the next, I think that's the final slide. Okay, so this one is just gives you the codes when you are collecting the data. For example, the code of clients that were initiated in February 2020. But mind you, we are not going to take all the clients that were initiated in February 2020, but those that are eligible for viral load. If there are clients that were stopped, died, and so forth, we'll take them from our denominator for that particular cohort. Then we ensure that interventions put in place for those particular clients, where the clients bled, and the last one where the results are documented. So it will give us enough time for the results to have been received at the facility. Then we move on to the next cohort, March 2020. April 2020, May 2020. I'm sure by the time we reach the end of our CLI, we will have just a few codes that will have completed the three steps and to ensure that we can gather enough evidence. I think the table below is just summarizes, the table above. So in a nutshell, I think that's it in terms of data collection. But I think our enemy number one, it is time. So we don't have time in everything that we are going to do. Let's make sure we document all the interventions that we are putting in place so that when harvesting or we are coming up with the change package, we'll use all the evidence that we'll gather from you guys to ensure that as we scale up nationally, it will inform our implementation. I think from our rest, my guess. Thank you so much, Barbara, and thank you everyone for listening. If there are any questions, maybe you can put them in our chat box so that I can respond. But, you know, like we all know, the primary sources for our document, it is the ART register, but in some cases, I've noticed that the ART register is only being documented at registration, then thereafter it's not being used. So who used the patient care booklets as the primary source documents for that? In terms of sample collection, definitely we have to use the lab request forms that are used in terms of sample collection. So that would be a source document for our numerator for sample collection. I think that's all from my end. Unless Katie and Barbara, if there are any questions that I can quickly respond to that are in the chat box, over.
Well, I do have a question, Jaffet. This is Katie. So in order to keep the data collection workload, work burden minimized, we are not asking people to write down the patient ID. We just say out of this 100 patient in this cohort, how many? We are counting the total. Mm-hmm. Is that mm-hmm. doable? Because we are looking at pulling different data source or logs to complete this metrics, the data capture log. Do we need to ask them to write down the patient ID in order to compare across the columns, the three metrics?
Okay. Maybe let me hear from anyone from the facility teams. I think they are in a position to, you know, to respond to these questions because they are, you know, hands on. They are, you know, rightly placed in terms of some of the processes that are involved in the data collection. But like what you said, if we don't record the ID to compare across might be a challenge, but in as much as we are saying that we also want the process to be simpler and not to spend a lot of time, you know, collecting data, but on the implementation side. So I don't know if there's anyone from the facility who can quickly, you know, share an experience in terms of how best can we ensure that it's a simple process, but we are comparing oranges with oranges and across the three metrics. Okay, maybe in the absence of any quick response from the facility teams, I think we can then try that one out as a PDSA before we, you know, implement that. I don't know if it's okay with you, so that maybe we can give it a try next week and see whether it's feasible, it's doable. Then we can then finalize on the data collection piece. Over.
Yeah, I think that will work, Jaffet. I mean, the only other thing I could think of is some way of indicating on the in the Green Book whether this patient received an intervention or not. And then I know they write the date that the viral load sample is collected in the Green Book. And then the results should be written in the Green Book. So if there was some way to make everything properly documented in the Green Book, you might only have to pull one source. But I think that's the reason I sort of suggested is that we present it, then you and the coaches this week will, you know, have some time to think about it, to maybe test it out in a site, even if you have to do a virtual kind of site visit, might be able to just test it out. Would that work?
Yeah, I think it will work for us. I think what we just need to agree upon is you know, the data sources for the intervention, where we are going to get the information from the other two, the blading and the documentation of results, sample collection. I think it's pretty straightforward, but I think the intervention, I think that's where we need to agree and try to standardize with the facilities.
And Jaffet, another quick question I hope you can address is that, what is the cutoff time that for example, for cohort February 2020, what is the cutoff time that we will actually pull the data source and collect the data? Is that going to be end of August or end of September or end of October? We need to specify that as well.
Okay. Maybe you can just go to the next question. I think there was another comment or question from memory, as I will be, you know, calculating for the. I'll just give a demonstration for the February cohort.
I'm sorry, I'm not seeing the chat box right now. Was there a comment from memory?
Do you want me to read it, Barbara?
Yes, please go ahead.
Okay, so memory says, thank you, Jeff. Here are my questions and comments. Number one, what is the action period considering February cohort will only be eligible for Varlo in September? Number two, shall we consider changing eligible to active clients since we have to take the whole cohort and according to the metric, all are eligible at 6 months from initiation? Number three, what is the frequency of reporting and does it factor in turnaround time of sample transportation to the lab and the transmission of results from the lab to the facility? Number four, is the intervention on metric one, the change being tested?
Yeah.
That's all I have from that chat.
Okay. So I think given our time, we're probably going to have to take those questions offline and that because we are very near at the end of our time. Javed, can I assign you in memory? Can I assign you to kind of look at those this week? The good news is these are data collection after the improvement's done. So we're not starting improvements this week. So can we take that offline and come back next week with some clarity for the teams?
Okay, I think it will work for us. Since memory is part of the call, she is our team lead from the SimTech side. Also Robin off it, so that plus the coaches, so that we discuss in one meeting and agree on all the modalities regarding the data collection and reporting. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I think that'll be really helpful. And appreciate those very good questions, memory. Really good questions. And the devil is always in the details, right? There's just a lot of details when it comes to data collection. So just to be clear, baseline data collection will come from the data that the partners have been collecting and reporting to the ministry. We don't have to go case by case and collect baseline data. This is data collection after the improvement.
Barbara, we need to specify what data for baseline, the time frame.
Yes, and I think we'll just have to take all of those things offline. I think if, and I'll direct this to Fortunate and Dr. Junior and Jafet, maybe we can have some time between now and next Wednesday a PMT meeting to really clarify this a little bit better. So moving on very quickly, because we want to be very respectful of your time. We have 6 minutes left. So analyze, you can use a fishbone. Again, here's the workbook reference. You can use the five whys and you can use them together. Again, the workbook, we've gone over them many times, so I won't repeat them now. So project deliverables, the dates need to be a little bit updated here because of the fact that we were not able to meet 2 weeks ago. but right now, what I want the teams to focus on is the define, measure, and analyze, okay? We'll talk about improvement later on. But right now, these are the deliverables for the next week, is to really update the part of the process map that has to do with the changes that have happened post-COVID. How are things different post-COVID? And be as detailed as you can. So we'll send you a template for that. And again, we've sent it out to some of the coaches. We're just going to make a few comments and ask for additional detail. We want your problem statement, 15 words. The baseline, again, will be collected from your partners, but we do want that. And then we want the voice of the customer and some kind of analysis. So that's what we will look for. And we'll send you a template to collect that. We thought we would have 2 weeks this time, so it may be a little quick for our next meeting to put all of that together. But if you can, the more you can do, the better. We really appreciate that because, as Jafet said, time is not on our side. So that's what we're focusing on now. We're focusing on defining our problem, measuring our problem, and understanding and analyzing the root causes. So with that, we have 4 minutes left. Sorry, guys, but are there questions that we can answer today? And just a reminder, we will be back here next time. We will look forward to seeing you again. But these are the things we're going to be focusing on as we work through the next week. So questions quickly, and then we'll close with a poll. Any questions?
Maybe Barbara, I think we also discussed that we are going to have a separate discussion with the lab in terms of their metric so that we don't leave them out of the equation. And maybe lastly, for this one, I think I'll ask you to kindly request the presentation that are still outstanding, maybe in Shona, so that these guys will take us. There are some presentations that you have not received. So if possible, maybe you can say it in Shona so that we have them with you so that you can start reviewing them. But I'm now worried with the presentation for the facilities that you have not submitted their presentations. Over.
Jafet, I suggest that you make this your PDSA project. Aims to increase from 0% to 100%, whatever intervention you need to. I could bribe them.
Why not?
So, Jafet, I will take what you said as a plea to the teams to submit their previous PowerPoints. We are, as Jafet said, we're not abandoning anything we've done before, but we're starting this last and final AIM, which, you know, if it hadn't been for COVID, we would have all been together in May and we would have been starting this all together. So time has, you know, the world is as it is and it has taken a toll on us, but we would like to move on to this AIM. So. If there are questions, go ahead and put them in the chat box. We may not have time to complete them all right now, but we can follow up with you as we go.
Barbara, I just want to read quickly what Memory just typed. She said, I would suggest that we use the patient care booklet for metric 2 and 3, bleeding and results documentation. And on the intervention metric, the facility teams will need to agree on source. And again, we'll leave that to you, to Memory and Jafet to discuss offline and present the solutions back to us next time.
Awesome. Thank you, Memory. Really appreciate that. You have a great grasp of what's going on at the site, and we'll look forward to your working with Jafet over the next weeks. That would be very helpful. Thank you. So our final poll, very quickly, this is just a brief overall evaluation of how you felt today went. Now, Katie, do you want to remind them about the more in-depth poll?
I think I'm not going to send out this time. Actually, Fortunate, if you still have that link, you can go ahead and send it out. I'll let you decide, Fortunate.
Yeah. We don't want to overwhelm you with with polls, but we also, we really appreciate the feedback you give us, because we, as you can see, hopefully, we really do try to incorporate what you give us. So 66% have voted. All right, so we are going to end our poll here. We've got 70% of the folks have voted. And 10% were moderately satisfied. 57% were satisfied, and 33% were very satisfied. So.
And you know, so the Survey Monkey survey that we used to send out, that will be important to capture the qualitative, your comments, especially for those 10% people. We would really like to hear from you, like why are you not very satisfied, and what can we do to improve next time? But again, Fortunate, I'll let you decide whether to send that link out or not. If not, feel free to just contact us or Fortunate that to help us improve. We really want to use your feedback to do this better and better every time we do this. Over.
And we really want this to be, we know there's a lot of stressful things going on. So we hope this is a highlight, a fun time that we can get together and work on improvement. So I am going to sign off from here. Fortune, is there anything you need to share with the teams?
No, I just wanted to say thank you all for joining in. It was overwhelming. I didn't expect to see so many people. Because of the problems we've been having and we are having at the moment. But I'm happy to say this was very good. With a total of 41 people joining in, That's excellent. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you from us as well. We look forward to seeing you again next week. And keep your comments coming. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Oh, okay. And our next meeting is next week, the 26th. I will be sending the link again to remind people. Same time, same place. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you.
Good to see you, Lucy.
Yes.
Hi.
Bye-bye, life.
Bye.
Bye-bye. It was nice. It was nice and short presentation.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Barbara.
Cheers.
Bye.
Ah, good to see faces. Olivia.
Bye, Olivia.
Bye, Robert.
Bye, Robert.
Florence.
Bye, Florence. Bye, Vim. Bye.
Okay.
Good to see everyone's faces. Good.
Bye.
Bye-bye, Flora. And Robert. Patrick.
Bye, Patrick.
Bye. Florodale. Diana. Ah, bye-bye.
Bye, Leon. Bye, Tawanda. Bye-bye, life.
Diana. Wow. How many people did we have attending?
41 at the height of the seminar. Yeah.
Very good. good. Very good.
Bye, Diana. Bye, Second North. Bye, Ngoni. Bye, Leon. Bye, Life. Bye, Tawanda.
Wow, we had a great turnout.
We had good chat going too.
Oh, did you?
So, I mean, Barbara, try to click on top of your screen, see if you can see the chat box.
Well, when I'm sharing, I can't, and I really can't focus on sharing and reading the chat because I get distracted, I think, but. So I'm sharing my screen. Yeah, I can, no, I have mute, stop video, security, participants polling, new share, pause share, annotate, and remote. Let me see, more. I can get to the chat box through more, but then It's right in the middle of my screen.
You can move it. You can size your screen and then put your chat box on a, you know, right hand side or something. At least I know you don't want to be distracted, but I think there are some downtime when people are talking, you can actually see it. So you will be more in the know.
Yeah, I'm sure it would be helpful.
So I think you can go ahead and disengage or close out Ngoni. I think you can do that.
Yeah. Remove.
So we can do a quick debrief.
Okay, everybody.
Okay, good, good, good. So I like your post. I think it gets the interaction going, and I think they like that. But I'm very curious about those 10% of people who selected three when you ask your last poll question. I really want to know, like, what's not working for you? What can we do to change that, you know? So, yeah.
Oh, do I need to stop recording? Here we go. Stop recording. Stop clapping.